Hello, Waddington Jewelers.
Hey, Jen, it's Mick.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Everybody healing or doing whatever they're supposed to be doing right now?
Oh, who knows?
The freaking
we're doing
where
golf
did you,
right now.
Did you guys make those cookies?
No, those were the ones that we got from the fundraiser.
I know. Are those like?
We bake them. They're freezer, and then you bake them.
Holy crap, they were free. I don't know if I was just exceptionally hungry, but those things were amazing.
I know. They're Ben's, like, childhood memory. Anytime, like, anybody's doing that fundraiser, he's like, oh, yeah, we're buying them.
Oh, my God. Like, I had to give them away because, like, I was like, oh, I'll have half, like, because I'm, not to get into me, but, like, I'm trying to get away from, like, gluten. I have, like, I get stuff that happens, like I get bloated and blah blah blah. So I'm like, okay, I gotta really, you know. And I was like, okay, I'll have half. I'll give the rest to my, you know, my coworkers, but I'll have half it. And I was like, hell with that. I'm having the whole one. And I ate that. And then like 5 minutes later, I'm going to reach for another one. I was like, give these away. I had three that I took back to the room. They didn't make it to the next morning. So.
Yeah, Ben always, whenever he's like, oh, they're the best cookies. I'm like, and then we got them, and we ration them. We don't, if we baked a whole box, we'd probably eat the entire box. So at night we'll be like, okay, who wants cookies? Okay, I'll make three, you get three cookies.
I probably wouldn't even wait for the cook. I'd probably just eat the cookie dough, but that's a whole other story. So, is he there today, or is it just you?
He's not here today. It's just
okay.
You.
So it's okay. I was just going to say, throw me on speakerphone. So I've got, you might know, but I'm going to be shocking you potentially.
Okay.
Tomorrow's going to be my last day at RDI.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is shocking.
Yep. So
okay.
The good news is I've taken a position at IJO.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
you're working for a good guy.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
So I think we're gonna be able to, you know, do some really good things. One of the biggest reasons why I said yes was because I've always believed in Steven, and I think he and I are weirdly cut from the same cloth in a lot of aspects. So I think we'll be able to team up pretty well on this one.
Yeah, I would agree. Steven, I think, is taking IJO in the right direction, and I look forward to see what all he comes up with, because he's always been a good friend. He's,
yeah, no, I'm aware. Yep. So that's why I said, you might already know about this, because although I swore him to secrecy, you know, because, you know, it was just timing and everything. So it was, you know, please, you know, my family knew,
well,
and that was it.
I was going to say, I think Amy's going to be upset. She finally had a rep at RDI that she liked.
I already talked to her. She's upset. I'm connecting her with my buddy Tom, who is very easygoing. And I already explained to him, this is what you do for her. You send these at the beginning of the month, blah, 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 blah. Like, I literally walked him through it. You know, and so she's bugged. But out of anybody that I can think of, you know, on the team, he's the guy. Like he'll mesh.
Well.
I believe so. Yeah, I'll be really shocked if she doesn't gravitate towards him. Yes, she'll go, oh, he's not you, because we all do that, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, he knows the rules that she and I have established, and I'm hoping that it doesn't skip a beat, because he's an awesome guy and she's wonderful. So. And I don't say that about everybody. So.
I know, because we were talking on the way down to the show, and I was supposed to tell you that you missed a phone call because you were at the show, because they had sold that natural.
Yes.
She's like, she was so excited she wanted to call Mick, and then Mick wasn't in the office. And then every time I was walking around the floor, you were always talking to people, so I didn't even really get to say hi at the show.
Well, I did get to say happy birthday, but.
Yeah, you got a good talk with Mackenzie and Ben, and then, like, I was like, Ben, we're working.
Oh,
come on, let's get this done.
That was the first time. Like, I didn't, and it was, she's almost like a deer. Like, you don't want to spook her. But, like, that was the first show that she was outwardly talking. Mm-hmm. Like, usually she's just very
shy. She's growing up.
It was awesome, though. My daughter's an adult. Like, she's a full-grown adult with a career. So I've known Mackenzie since she was born. So it's just, it's like, you know, you see little things that you go, oh, my gosh, my daughter went through that phase. Oh, my gosh, my daughter went through that phase. So, like, from going from, oh, my gosh, I didn't even know she had a voice, to blah, 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 blah. Like, and I was like, oh, that's awesome. I actually, now that I'm thinking about it, it was kind of a question mark, and I know you guys aren't doing a ton with Diamond, so
ironically, I have a call.
Oh,
and I was
okay.
Here
well,
on my list if you put a call, but
this,
it's a weird one.
I am your guy until tomorrow. So
okay.
Anything I send, I get, like, I'll get a commission next month, whatever.
Right,
I think
well,
I'm going to give you Tom, too. And, again,
okay.
I'll bring him up to speed of, like, what the deal is.
Okay.
So, but what is it that you're looking for?
A carat and a quarter trillion.
That one's going to be a bear. All right. So, I'm not, it, like, we won't, that's not something we carry, but it's something that we can get our fingers on quickly. So, let's.
Okay.
What do we have dimensions? Do we have like
I don't have dimensions. It's an insurance replacement. The appraisal was janky as crap. It said carat and a quarter trillion solitaire. SI. Hang on one second. Let me look at the paper. It's an SI1 or an SI2, and I think like around an H color.
Okay, so I'll say minimum of an H color. Minimum of an SI2, carat and a quarter. Does it have to be a carat 25 or bigger, or can I do 120 to 130?
That's fine.
Okay. All right. Let me. Like I said, I'm still here tomorrow, so.
Okay.
I can. Bear with me. Let's see. I'll just write insurance placement. Okay. Yeah. I'll have an answer if what do you call it tomorrow afternoon. I'll just give you a call back.
Okay, sounds good, because, yeah, that some guy came in with a piece of paper, and he's like, oh, I have this done. Can you replace it? And I'm like, it was like the vaguest paragraph. I'm like, I can get the solitaire, but, like, the wrap, there's, like, no pictures, no real description. Like, he's like, that stuff doesn't really matter. It's more about the center diamond. I'm like, okay, yeah, I can find you a carat and a quarter. Give me a minute to get some prices for you. So.
Gotcha. All right. Well, happy to look for it. This can be our last hurrah together.
Sounds good.
All right.
Congratulations. I think that I'm hoping that that's a good move for you. So you get to work remotely? You don't have to relocate or anything? I mean, Steven didn't relocate, so I'm sure he was cool about that.
That was exactly what he said. Like when he said, would you be willing to talk? I said, I'm not really in a position to move. He goes, that's okay. He's like, the more I put this thing together, the more I kept on just telling myself, this is Mick. This is Mick. So it was kind of one of those things, and he's like, I didn't think you'd want to move, so I made it remote. And I went, then I'm in.
Awesome.
Yep.
Cool.
So, but, yeah, you can feel free to tell Ben, and, yes, my phone will be on, you know, on. So I if I can't answer at that moment, I'll give him a call back when I can.
Okay. Sounds good.
Awesome. Thanks, Sharon.
All right. Yep, Sharon. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.